This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To join us, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. Have to issue a small correction. Evidently, the Free State Project has said something about the Crypto Six. They did issue a tweet a few days ago sharing the video that Ledger made doing their series called Down the Rabbit Hole. I don't have a link to that readily available. I'm sure it's probably over on FreeKeen if you want to check that out. It was a really, really good video, and I enjoyed watching it when I was actually finally able to. Very well done, very, very fair, very, just very well done videos. And the Free State Project did tweet about that, evidently. There's other stuff to talk about, other stuff coming up, single men not wanting sex these days. But before we get into all of that, we have Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks, I have an update on the Liberty developments in New Hampshire, in this place where Liberty's not happening, the latest Liberty thing to happen.
So tell us about it.
So it's not precisely a Liberty thing. I wouldn't have voted for it, but it does have Liberty elements to it. And so I guess today, or I guess actually it would have been yesterday, a House committee voted in favor of an amendment to ban vaccine mandates.
Awesome.
I thought they had already banned vaccine mandates.
Well, I think this extends the ban, and there's also there's an unfortunate element to it.
It's going to extend the ban to private businesses, isn't it?
Yeah, that's part of what they're doing, and that's
see, that's what I can't. Yeah, I can't get on board with that. I'm all for being against the vaccine, if that's what people want to be, but I oppose the mask mandates because I oppose mandates. I oppose businesses and individuals being told what they can and can't do by the state, even when the state is trying to do something that I support, like not requiring people to get vaccinated. It's still a mandate, and I still oppose it. I'm kind of sad to hear this happened.
I think even this flawed amendment, though, had some elements to it that did push Liberty forward. So I wouldn't have voted for it, and I would have preferred that Reopen and H had not supported it, but that's just what has happened today in this place where nothing's happening.
So what's the positive?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good for Liberty. That sounds destructive of the rights of business owners to make determinations about their employees.
Well, they're banning any entity from doing it, so it's also banning the government, so that's the good part.
Well, the government in New Hampshire is already prohibited from doing it. That's why the schools here in Keene aren't able to require their students to be vaccinated. Like Keene State College, they wanted to require students to be vaccinated, but they discovered that they couldn't because they're technically a state organization, and in New Hampshire, state organizations or elements of the state, I forget the exact wording, aren't allowed to mandate the vaccine.
Well, and it's also hard to kind of differentiate sometimes between businesses and the government when you take into example hospitals. They get most of their funding from the government. So how are we going to say that this is not a government organization, basically?
I would say that the hospitals in New Hampshire are absolutely governmental organizations. So how is this a good thing for Liberty, Dave?
Well, I was thinking it was good because of the ban on all the government entities, but you're saying that was already in place?
Yeah, that went in place probably 6 to 7 months ago, I believe. I think it was in July.
Honestly, I might be the odd man out here. I think it's a good thing that companies can't do vaccine mandates.
Well, just think of it if it was a mask mandate where all businesses couldn't enforce the mask rule in their business, I would be totally against that, because who am I to go into somebody's business and say, nope, I'm not going to wear a mask, and just say it's a small business, absolutely no government funding or anything, and nope, I'm not going to wear a mask and you can't kick me out if that's what you believe. That to me is ridiculous. I also believe the same thing is true if you want to go apply at a private business and they say, well, because that, it's what we believe, we want everyone to have the vaccine, who am I to say, no, I don't have a vaccine and you're going to hire me? Like, who's going to enforce that? The government? I don't like that whole idea.
Yeah, I agree with Bonnie.
But I think you're right. I think that was already in place for the government, and the thing that they just added on was the private businesses. That's what I understood from just, like, briefly reading what people were saying about it. I didn't read any actual articles or anything. In our Keen chat on Telegram, I said, I don't know if I'm for them not letting private businesses mandate the vax. And somebody, I don't know who, tagged me and said, what if that private business owned everything? And Melanie, our co-host Melanie, tagged them and said, how? In all caps.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dave, thank you so much for the call tonight. I haven't heard anything about this mandate. I dislike it when libertarians go to such... Do either of you remember the call we had several weeks ago? I was like, what if I bought all of the borderland around New Hampshire and just these insanely impossible hypotheticals and seriously expecting someone to address it like this?
Yeah.
What if the private business controlled everything? How would that ever happen in a free market society? It couldn't. There's a reason there's a Pepsi and a Coke. No matter how big Coke is, Pepsi will always exist.
I don't necessarily think this is a free market society, though.
It's not. But if it were a free market society, even with the state, though, we're still, other than the state, which does ultimately own everything, you're never going to reach a point where a private business owns everything.
Well, and that's kind of my point with why I don't care that private companies aren't allowed to mandate the vaccine, because it's kind of getting to the point where it's like Google, Facebook, and like a handful of other corporations are almost controlling everything. And like I mentioned, like the hospitals are all state funded and federal funded, like a lot of other things. A lot of the jobs in New Hampshire are state or federal funded, even if they're technically a private company. So I just don't think it's a good thing that, I don't know.
I'm thinking more like, you know, your locally owned places, like Elm Street Market or over here or something like that, being told that, hey, no, even if you own this business, you can't tell your employees they have to be vaccinated. Well, then he can fire those employees. You know, well, I understand for hospitals and stuff like that where there's this huge gray area about whether or not they're actually part of government. Okay, good. I don't see why hospitals were excluded from the initial thing that said government organizations can't mandate vaccines. But private businesses, you know, just as they should be able to determine whether or not they want their customers and their employees to wear masks, they should also be able to determine whether or not they want their customers and their employees to be vaccinated.
So I guess maybe I'll make the distinction here. If these private, so this is what I would believe. If these private companies are accepting any money from the state or the federal government, then now they're not real. I mean, I guess they still are private companies, but I think they shouldn't be allowed to mandate the vaccine or masks or whatever. I think that would be like kind of where I draw the line in the sand. Like if it's just like a random mom and pop shop and they want to mandate vaccines, then that's cool. But like if you're taking state money, you're a state organization now, basically, like not 100%, but...
That's really confusing that they didn't do that to hospitals if they did it to, like, Keene State. I hadn't thought about that yet. Why were hospitals allowed to mandate the vax?
They get 80% of their funding from the state. 80% of their funding from the state.
Yeah, I was never clear on why hospitals were able to do it when, like, Keene State College and the public schools here in Keene can't do it.
Mm.
But that's how I know this actually did happen, and I'm not misremembering things, because Keene State College did want to impose a vaccine mandate.
And you know they would, if they could.
Oh, of course.
They wanted to.
Yeah.
But they couldn't, because New Hampshire had made it illegal for governmental organizations to do it, and they realized that they were, you know, a governmental organization. We actually have Ian calling in on the SIP line. You can find out about it at sip.freetalklive.com. Ian, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to the call earlier regarding what Tom Woods had said about, like, why. I think the question was something like, well, why should I move to New Hampshire? And I think everybody's answer to that question might be different. I'd like to hear from the host what y'all's answer is.
Sure. We'll get into that when we get back. Do you want to stick around and share your answer?
Yeah, I'll stay on for a moment, too.
Awesome. That's coming up. Why would I move to New Hampshire? Why did I move to What do I gain from being in New Hampshire? 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
that take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever's important to you. That's 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And this is a weird episode, right? It's always kind of a weird episode when Mark calls in, but now we have Ian calling in, and I have to say, my favorite thing about this is how Mark and Ian are still managing to have a disagreement with each other on national radio despite not being able to even communicate. It's amazing. So, Ian, you asked us before we went to the break to answer Mark's question. Mark asked us, he was quoting Tom Woods saying, what benefit is there for me to move to New Hampshire? Why should I move to New Hampshire? And you tasked us with answering that question ourselves. And presumably, you should start. What is your answer to that question?
Well, I mean, I think that's what Mark was looking for, but maybe I'm wrong about that because, I mean, obviously he's jaded, and so nothing that anyone says is going to convince him otherwise. But, you know, there's 101 reasons that I moved to New Hampshire. There's a really great documentary that was made that covers this. Actually, today happens to be the 7th anniversary of the release of that documentary.
Wow.
And if listeners haven't seen it yet, they should check out 101reasonsfilm.com.
It actually has a clip from Mark in there, if I remember correctly.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, it's about an hour long. But, you know, besides all the great political successes and the amazing civil disobedience, really one of the key reasons to move up here is the community, is the large number, the unbeatable number of freedom-loving people that are together in the same place. And if he doesn't think, people are so cynical as to believe that there's not strength in numbers or that it won't matter that thousands of freedom-loving people are concentrating together, then people like that are just willfully ignorant, and they just don't want to leave where they are, or they're completely antisocial. It's absolutely an incredible benefit to be around people that actually understand the ideas of freedom. It's unspeakable to some extent.
I absolutely agree. I don't generally form my social circle around people's political beliefs, and in that way I've sort of got two social circles. But when it comes to things that matter, like when the FBI kicks in my door at 6 o'clock in the morning, the libertarians were there with video cameras doing anything they could. Obviously, there wasn't a whole lot they could actually do, but they did everything they could do, and they weren't just doing that at my place. They were doing that here at the studio at your house as well. And that's a powerful thing. If I had been rated as, you know, the head of the Tate County Libertarian Party or whatever in Mississippi, there wouldn't have been anyone at my house. If some libertarian in New Mexico gets their house raided by the FBI, there are no protesters there. There's no one recording it. There's no one trying to hold the FBI accountable or trying to reason with them.
Yeah, that's when you find out who your real friends are and who are the ride or die people that have really got your back. I mean, we had people here in like minutes.
And Mark asked, what could they do about it? They couldn't do anything about the FBI coming. They could do as much as somebody could do, which is to document it, to tell them, hey, you guys are wrong.
To fix windows? I mean, we had people here fixing windows, and, you know, somebody helped Bonnie get a phone. I mean, we had people, you know, doing stuff like that, and even the community aspect, like Ian was saying, of just having people around you when you go through a traumatic experience like that, that are there to comfort you and just to give you company and to, you know, make you feel heard and seen.
But even aside from that, there's a Liberty meetup every 6 days here in Keene.
Yeah,
if you want to hang out with libertarians. Well, the crypto meetup is every 6 days.
Yeah.
Then that community is there. You automatically have a social circle that you can be part of here in New Hampshire as a libertarian in just about any part of the state. And that's a powerful thing. You don't have to worry about not knowing people because you're going to find people that you know you will get along with simply by having that common ground of being a liberty lover. So that's definitely a powerful thing, not to mention the rise of cryptocurrency in New Hampshire. It's widely accepted that New Hampshire Goldback is accepted in some places. There are a lot of good reasons for a libertarian to move to New Hampshire. For me, I like doing radio. I like the activism that I can do and actually have a meaningful impact here in New Hampshire. I did political stuff when I lived in Mississippi. Never had anything even be remotely successful. It was my third time running for office here in New Hampshire. Ended up going international with the news coverage. And that's not because of me. It's because there's so much liberty activism here. That was just a small part of it. I was just the one that got the headlines, right? But there's so much of that happening that here the media can't even cover all of it. So there's all sorts of reasons for people to move to New Hampshire. If you want to actually be free or take steps to be free, as far as I can tell, New Hampshire is the only game in town.
And Ian, earlier you sent us, you sent me that tweet that the Free State Project put out about the Crypto 6 thing. I did want to bring up that Jeremy Kaufman, who is part of Free State Project, Inc., is always talking about the Crypto 6. He just mentioned it kind of casually on Tim Pool's cast one time. He said just something about it when he wasn't even prompted. And recently, Jeremy Kaufman was talking about how when he lived in, I think he's from, like, Pennsylvania, like, whatever the big city is there, I forget the name. He said he felt like he was just kind of, he had this stress that he didn't even know he had until he moved to New Hampshire, and I related 100% to this. He said that he just felt like at all times he was filtering himself, like somebody brings up whatever the political conversation of the day is, and you don't want to, like, lie, like, oh yeah, I'm totally a socialist too, but you just have to, like, filter yourself so you don't say something that opens a bag of worms and is just going to be an annoying conversation to have, and it's just like having to filter who you really are every day. And then, so when I lived in San Antonio, 100% that's what I was doing. It's not like I was lying to my friends. It's just like they didn't even care. One time I started talking to one of my friends about being a libertarian, and he texted me back, I literally thought you said librarian. Anyways, whenever I moved to New Hampshire, I felt like it was just like a whole new me, kind of, like, just not having to hold back or anything. It's not like I constantly even talk about political things. It's just like I know that if some conversation is going on and my opinion of it, like, I speak my opinion about it, I don't have to be afraid people are going to be like, are you literally a Nazi, when that's not even close to, like, what my view is. It's just what they're trained from public schools to think of anybody with a different viewpoint.
I relate to that as well. It's like you're able to be your most authentic self. Like, you don't have to, you know, like you said, like, kind of, like, censor and filter what you're saying. I mean, I can think of, like, thousands of reasons why I'm so much happier in New Hampshire. Like, all of my friends are here, the same things that you guys were kind of saying as well. Even, like, in Massachusetts, if I were to want a firearm, for example, I would need to get my LTC, I would need to have that registered, and it's like you have to jump through so many hoops. In New Hampshire, you don't have to do that. So there's just little things like that that just make life and being able to protect yourself so much easier.
New Hampshire certainly also... Yeah, thank you, Ian. And I would recommend everyone get up here. If any of these things sound appealing to you, New Hampshire is the place to be. But don't get confused. Mark is right. The war for liberty hasn't been won, but so many battles have been that it's hard to keep track of all of them. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial in the death of Ahmaud Arbery continued on Wednesday. Travis McMichael, who fatally shot Arbery, testified in court in Brunswick, Georgia.
And he comes out and he pulls off his shirt and goes to reach in his pocket or waistband area, going for his pocket. I thought it was pocket at first, but it was, later on it didn't make sense, because if you're going to reach your pocket, you would go for the pocket that's on whichever side you're on.
In February last year, Travis, his father Gregory, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan proceeded to chase Aubrey while Bryan recorded what happened on his phone. President Biden is in Detroit promoting his infrastructure bill he signed this week. His trip includes a visit to a GM electric vehicle plant in the Motor City. The bill includes a big investment in electric vehicle charging stations. USA Radio News. One of President Biden's nominees to lead a branch of the Treasury Department was arrested back in 1995.
President Biden's nominee to lead the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, a branch of the Treasury Department, Sally Omarova, was arrested in 1995 for retail theft. A Wisconsin Department of Justice criminal background check revealed Omarova, the president's nominee, was arrested by Madison, Wisconsin police officers on June 2, 1995, and charged with the misdemeanor count of retail theft. In 1996, the charge was dropped through the Wisconsin First Offender Program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna is seeking FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine booster for all adults. If authorized, it would allow for millions of adults age 18 and older to get the third shot. This comes after the CDC has already signed off on Moderna booster shots for those at-risk groups, such as the elderly. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. I think not being able to actually check the prices of Bitcoin each day, I think Bitcoin is still on sale. So it's a really great time to learn about it and to acquire some for yourself. Just click getting started, stop at the page, take a few minutes out of your day to watch just a single short video that will teach you the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And if you already know about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Epicurus calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll keep it short. I just want to let everyone know that New Hampshire, specifically the Free State Project, and I think these guys were kind of talking about the Liberty Movement in general in New Hampshire, got a lot of press yesterday. Tim Pool, who you guys already mentioned, he just had a podcast yesterday, episode 409, that from what they're saying, I think it had over 150,000 viewers live watching it.
Didn't he have on, like, Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and stuff yesterday?
Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, for Joe Rogan was there for about half of it. Michael Malice, who's a big anarchist writer.
But he moved out of New Hampshire, as I understand it.
I didn't know Michael Malice ever lived in New Hampshire. He was a New York guy.
Yeah, he lived in New York, okay. And now he lives in Austin.
I stand corrected then.
He lives in Austin, Texas, like,
I can't imagine.
Luke Kradowski from We Are Change. He's got a bit of a connection up here in New Hampshire now. And they spent, with all these viewers watching it, they spent about 20 minutes or so talking about the Free State Project in New Hampshire.
Awesome. I've never watched Tim Pool. I only know about him because he mentioned me a few times when I was running for sheriff, and once or twice since. And I've never been particularly interested in watching his show, but when I learned last night that he had on Joe Rogan and Alex Jones, I was like, man, that sounds really entertaining, though. How do you even get both of these people in the same room at the same time? I kind of want to watch that. So
It was good. They had a lot of people, so they're still trying to figure out the audio sort of situation, because a lot of, especially Alex Jones, there's a lot of people talking over each other, so they're trying to, but after about the first 30 minutes or so, that settled down. It was pretty good. Some of these things tend to be better with individual people. You get more in-depth conversations, but overall it was good. I just wanted to mention it because a lot of these people on here, a lot of these podcasters, which are kind of, I don't know what to call them, the intellectual dark web or whatever, more and more of them are going full-on anarchist. They're full-on talking about how they the media is completely lying to everyone. A lot of them, more and more of them are going pro-2A. They want minimal or no government. And it's pretty encouraging to hear these very famous people talking about New Hampshire and talking about anarchy and in favor of it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I wish I'd seen it. I didn't see when we heard about it last night. No one even mentioned that Luke Radowski was on it. I was like, I know him. Why?
I know. I only knew because I saw him post on Facebook about it.
Like, we were discussing this last night during the breaks on Free Talk Live, and it's like Conan was the one who brought it to our attention, I think. I was like, now that I hear that, I'm like, Conan, why wouldn't you lead with that? This is a person we all know and support. That's the one you lead with, not Alex Jones, who almost all of us agree is a bit of a kook. Joe Rogan, not so much. Joe Rogan seems to be pretty cool. But Alex Jones is not the number one name I would listen to in that particular podcast. He's entertaining. He's extremely entertaining. But he's crazy. So you got to take everything he says with a... as probably being false.
He has been right about quite a few things, though.
Well, again.
They might be.
Well, the frogs weren't gay, but the fish are trans. As a result of women flushing birth control it enters the rivers and oceans.
Oh, so they have the female hormones? Yes. I didn't hear about this. It makes sense.
It's a real thing, and it's actually happened. The fish are becoming trans as a result of hormones being dumped into the rivers. I don't know how that. I don't think that's making frogs gay, though, but maybe it's making them trans as well. So I'm glad to hear about that coverage, Epicurus. Was there anything else about it that you wanted to share?
Just that Alex Jones, because a lot of these guys, he's learned to tone it down a bit and be a bit more reasonable in his presentation of things. And they always fact check everything he says. And a lot of the time he is right. He's just overemphasizing a lot of things.
Yeah, it's the delivery.
They brought up the Free State Project in that, right? I didn't listen to any part of it. Do you remember any exact things they said about the Free State Project?
They went on for about 20 minutes or so.
Wow.
I don't remember the particular details. To be honest, what I remember in particular is, like a lot of people, they're conflating the Free State Project in particular, the organization, with the living here.
Yeah.
So they're kind of making some generalizations a little bit.
Sure.
They're kind of making some assumptions that they're like, we're all... One thing they said was that everyone in the Free State Project is running as... they're running as Republicans in order to get elected. And I'm like, okay, that is true. There are a lot of people in the Liberty Movement that are doing that because they have to, because they can't run as libertarians. So they, there are some inaccuracies there, but
sure. I mean, some libertarians have also run as Democrats, though it's not as common, but it has happened. And I think at least one person was successful doing this. You just have to find a different common ground to talk about with the Democrats, but there's definitely common ground there. Social justice, prison reform, these kinds of things we can talk about with the Democrats and reason with them and get them to at least accept us as one of them. If we run for office as a Democrat, just like with Republicans, we talk about economic freedom, lowering taxes, abolishing property taxes, these kind of things. even though we disagree with Republicans on quite a lot, and we disagree with Democrats on quite a lot, we can talk about the common ground that exists between us to allow us to work together and build something better.
Yeah, basically, we gotta walk through the doors that will open for us, that we have available to us. So overall, it's just I recommend watching that. I think Luke could stand to speak up a bit more to promote the ideas of liberty. But he corrected Joe Rogan on a couple of things, so that was good. And overall, it's very interesting to hear Michael Miles. He's very well-spoken, and he's more than willing to challenge a lot of ingrained statist perspectives that people had. And he does it very, very tactfully, too. So he's really getting through to a lot of these folks.
Very cool. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Epicurus. I wish Luke Radowski would call and tell us what he gained from moving to New Hampshire, because there's been so many people who have moved to New Hampshire. And obviously, one of the biggest things I've gained is the ability to do a national talk radio show, right? I didn't have that in Mississippi, but I also didn't know that was going to happen when I came to New Hampshire. But it's definitely what is going to be keeping me here, not to mention the community. There's so much sense of community here that it's, if you need something, anyone within the liberty movement will be able to help you with it within a very quick time frame. As long as it's not like, hey, I need someone to help me completely unpack my house or whatever. And even then, they do that for new movers. They have these new movers parties where they help people do exactly that.
Yeah, and like 15 to 20 people will show up at your house and, help you unload the moving truck. And then you'll make friends, too, and you'll get invited to all these meetups and you'll get connections. And it's just amazing how, things kind of unfold for people like that in New Hampshire. Like, if they kind of, just go out into these groups, you'll meet the right people and the doors will open for you.
Yeah, I went to one where Nikki was there, and I went to one with Ian, and those were some of my favorite things I've gone out to do for the, for the movement so far, because
you went to one what?
Oh, sorry, new movers part. Okay. Well, not a new movers party, but just people moving in, helping them unpack their U-Haul and bring it into their house. It's just fun because you get to learn a lot about them and you get to see inside their houses, and I just think the houses are cool in New Hampshire.
I've never been to one of these new mover parties because they tend to happen when I'm actually on the show, so that kind of gets in the way about it. But I mean, plus I don't really want to help people unload boxes and stuff, and there's plenty of people who are already doing that, so I know that's terrible, and I wish
sound like
I
Mark
said it, but it's true. Yes, but I'm not asking them, what do I get out of helping you move these boxes? 603-283-616.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Invited to join us, talk about whatever is important to you, take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And Bonnie, you have a story. Multiple people have brought this in the last few days. I was one of them as well. So, I mean, it's something we've got to get into. Single men care less about sex after the pandemic, evidently, than they did before the pandemic.
Yes, this is from New York Post, and the title is Single Men Just Don't Care About Sex Anymore, study says. And I'm really confused about...
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah. Like, I have a blanket statement, probably not true.
Well, neither of you are involved with single men.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a single man.
I still know. I know things, Aria. I just don't believe that statement is completely blanket true. Maybe on average, but I guess we'll get into it.
I think it's probably true, but I think they're wrong in that this was an issue before the pandemic as well. I think they're blaming COVID for something that is actually more to do with the availability of pornography and how they've forgotten that sex is better than spending time by themselves.
Well...
because I've been complaining about that since long before COVID-19, because that's a real thing that I run into all the time.
What?
It's men who have forgotten that actually sex is
better with another person.
Yes. Yes, better way of putting it. They have forgotten that. They become lazy, you know? They're not the hunters that men are supposed to be.
Yeah. I had a friend who had a boyfriend for, 3 years, and she told me, when they broke up, she's like, we almost, never had sex, and he... Oh, I guess I can't say some of the things I was going to say.
Yeah, probably not.
I have to think about it. But anyways...
The single men out there, they expect sex to just fall into their laps, literally while they're laying in bed. And if they have to put any more effort into it than that, it's not worth it to them. Because they don't remember that sex with someone else is better than sex by themselves.
I think that pornography is part of the problem of even people who aren't single... just, not wanting to have sex as much because I think that, I don't know, they just don't think it's as hot to have normal sex or something because they watch crazy sex.
They can hire a prostitute. I'm sure they would do some crazy stuff.
I mean, if it wasn't illegal to hire prostitutes, that would solve a lot of problems in the United States, for sure.
For sure.
It would get rid of some of these hateful incels who live in their parents' basement and who decide they have to hate women because or trans women because trans women are getting laid more often than they are. That seems to be how it goes. But let's get into this article. See why they're saying this is happening.
This first sentence is very confusing to me. It says, we've gone from a slutty summer to a flaccid fall.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't know we were having a slutty summer, but okay.
Was it the summer still within the pandemic as well?
I don't know, presumably. In these people's world.
Yeah, didn't the pandemic start in like March of last year and it hasn't gone away?
Doesn't seem like it.
Doesn't seem like it in my real life, to be honest.
I don't think the summer was open or slutty, but let's carry on.
According to a study published by Match, today 81% of single men said sex is now less important than it was for them in pre-pandemic times.
Does it say what is more important to them now?
Maybe we'll get into that. It says, the jaw-dropping stat on lackluster libidos is thanks to a perfect storm of biological and societal reasons brought on by COVID, according to Match's chief scientific advisors and sex researchers, Helen Fisher and Justin Garcia. You can't shut a planet and expect someone's physiology to remain the same, Fisher told the Post.
You would expect them to want sex more after the pandemic, right? That's what I would have expected. For these people who actually locked down and didn't have any social interactions, I would expect them to want more social interactions of all types after the pandemic.
I can also see how it would cause somebody to just kind of be messed up in the head if they really, like, walked down and, you know, only ordered food and didn't leave their house as little as possible. I could see it messing with your head, you know, and especially if they pick up habits like, oh, I'm drinking at my house every day. That drops your libido. It's like drinking a lot.
Well, if they went 19 months without sex with another person, I totally see why that could be an issue. It would just exacerbate the same problem that already existed, though, which is where they have forgotten even more that it's better with a partner than it is alone.
Yeah.
And that's what they did for the last 18 months or however they've been locked down.
She goes on, we all suffered. Dopamine plummeted. Testosterone plummeted. Sex is less important.
We didn't all suffer.
Yeah,
you
we did.
Who obeyed the federal government suffered. I thrived during the pandemic. Had more fun than ever.
Did you have a slutty summer?
I have a slutty every day.
Oh, my goodness. The more sex you have, the more you want. Interesting.
See? Case in point. The article made the case for me.
And this is a quote from the lady still, the scientific expert or whatever, so must be true. The more sex you have, the more you want. The less sex you have, the less you want. These singles were having less sex and were under extreme stress. The two together dampened the importance of sex in their lives, she says.
That makes sense, but I don't think the pandemic is entirely to blame for it. And I really don't think, I have a hard time believing that many people actually just locked down in their homes and just stayed inside 24/7. I don't think they could have afforded to do that, most of all. And I just can't imagine anyone actually doing it.
Well, what about the stimulus checks? They got $600.
Yeah, and that probably bought them a new television to sit there and watch CNN from during the pandemic.
It sounds like people are just blaming their low testosterone levels on COVID.
It does sound that way. I do know one friend who, you know, when COVID-19 first hit, she took it seriously. She quarantined. She self-isolated. She got to a point where she was playing Go Fish with her cat. And obviously she was playing cards for the cat's behalf as well. And she lost the game to the cat, for what it's worth. And that was just peak COVID-19 sadness for me. You're playing cards with your cat. And very shortly after this, she had had enough and she had rejoined the world. And, you know, she was one of these people who took it seriously. I can't imagine anyone actually going through this experience for more than 3-4 weeks before they're like, no, I cannot do this anymore. I'm going back out there.
I had to go to work. Like, I was actually scared at the beginning, but I just had to go to work. I couldn't not pay my bills, so. And I didn't want to go on the the government stole, just because that's just never been something I've been, like, wanting to do. Like, that just kind of scares me, like, having to just depend on somebody else.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I was scared, but at the very beginning, I was very concerned. But it was because there was this Telegram channel I was in called Dr. Chen or something like that, who claimed to be a Chinese dissident, a former national, who was getting access to WeChats from people who were still in China, showing people just, like, dropping dead in the streets, and Beijing being on fire, cities around China being on fire. He alluded to the idea that they were burning bodies and stuff like that because they ran out of room to hold the dead. So when I was seeing this, it's like, yeah, if that was happening, the Chinese government would do that. They would cover it up. And at the same time, he would show videos that were reported in the news as being true, like people being welded into their homes and stuff like that. But he was also littering a lot of what I've come to realize was just misinformation. I don't know the context of this woman who was just standing there at a table and she just drops dead. For all I know, the whole thing could have been staged.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the perception of COVID-19 that I had in December of 2019 and January of 2019. Once it started coming to the United States, it became clear almost immediately that it was a giant nothingness. And I remember coming to the studio one day, and Matt, who had, to be fair, he reversed his position and he opened his eyes and he calmed down a lot. But there was one point where, like, he was spraying Lysol so often that I could not breathe as I was sitting here doing the show. It was intense.
Oh my gosh. Coconut sneezes. My dog sneezes so much if you spray Lysol in the same room as him. So
he would come down the stairs there spraying it in front of himself and just continually spraying
as
it.
As if that's going to help.
It was an intense amount of Lysol. And I can't say I blame him for that because, you know, he was being exposed to those same fear-mongering elements that I was being exposed to. And I just happened to have the realization somewhat sooner than he did that, oh, yeah, there's actually nothing to this. They're just using it as an excuse to grab power.
I kind of had the theory. I mean, I was literally working in the COVID unit, like, peak COVID, like, in the very beginning. And I was kind of just like, you know what? I have to do this. And if I die, I die. And hopefully I don't bring it home to my family or anybody else. But, I mean, it is what it is.
That's a good way of looking at it. I mean, ultimately, that's what all of us here in the Liberty community did. We just said, no, well, this is just a risk we're going to take because it doesn't seem to be that bad. But even if it is that bad, we have lives to live, and we're not just going to put those on hold because the government's telling us to be afraid. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us and weigh in on whether or not you think single men desire sex less now because of COVID-19. We're going to keep talking about that. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.